Okay, we're going to start, everyone. Let's start with roll call.
Chair Collins? Here. Deputy Chair Corcoran is not here. Legislator Clinton?
Here.
Legislator Harmon?
Here.
Legislator McCullough?
Here.
Legislator Stewart is not here. Legislator Walls is not here. Chair Criswell?
Here.
You have quorum.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. I would like to amend the order of the agenda to take Resolution 342 first, then followed by Resolution 275, then followed by the resolutions in numeric order from that point. Can I get a motion to amend the order to do that? Oh, I don't need to do that? Okay, I'm going to amend. I'm just going to do
it. Second it.
So I'm doing in that order because I do believe people here are here for the 342 and 275 resolutions. So we'll do those first. So before we do that, let's do an approval of the June 5th, 2025 meeting minutes. Is there a motion? Second? Discussion? All in favor? Okay. So Resolution 342. Amending Resolution Number 275 of 2014, as amended, establishing a policy for a rail with trail along the county-owned Ulster and Delaware Railroad corridor for increased available railroad operation. Legislator Kovacs, do you want to speak to this?
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And this is my first time at the Housing and Transportation Committee. I appreciate the work that you, Chair, and my colleagues do in this committee. Housing is obviously a very important issue, and we in the Republican Party take it very seriously as well. I want to start by saying that I thought for a long time about, and I reflected seriously about whether I should submit this resolution. I took into account the work that has already been done by the advisory committee, the various engineering reports, and the new feasibility study that is now underway. In the end, I decided to put this resolution forward because I believe that every voice, including mine, but more importantly, those who I represent, deserves to be heard in this process. This matter is simply too important to defer to consultants and committees without a clear statement from the legislature about what we value and where we stand. Let me be clear about how this resolution fits in with what's already underway. Just a few days ago, but the chair of the legislature issued an RFQ for a comprehensive feasibility study of the remaining undesignated 1.8-mile section between Route 28A and Basin Road. That RFQ directs independent consultants to produce detailed analysis comparing three scenarios: trail only, rail only, rail with trail wherever physically and legally feasible. It is an extensive scope. It requires these consultants to look at costs, engineering constraints, wetlands, sound impacts, public access, zoning considerations, all of the moving parts that go into real planning. And that is valuable work. I do support gathering that data. But let's be clear, studies don't set policy. This chamber does. And I also think it's fair to ask, where was this RFQ a year ago, 6 months ago? Why only now, after the advisory committee has already met 11 times, after multiple engineering reports have confirmed that rail with trail is feasible, we are initiating yet another detailed study. That timing only suggests why this resolution is needed, so that the framework guiding all these analyses is firmly established by the elected body responsible for making these decisions. This resolution does three things. It extends Kingston's tourist railroad operations from 8.33 to mile marker 10.01, preserving and strengthening the economic ties with the Shokan Rail Trail, and enhancing a proven tourism engine. It reaffirms our county's longstanding segmented rail with trail approach by supporting trail co-location wherever engineering and safety allow it. And most critically, it requires that no railroad track can be removed without a two-thirds vote of the legislature. That's not a hurdle. That is what democratic accountability looks like. We're talking about dismantling infrastructure that we may desperately wish we had 10 or 20 years from now. I do want to acknowledge that this resolution does depart from the final recommendation of the UND Corridor Advisory Committee, which leaned in a different direction for this segment. But advisory committees exist to advise, not to decide. It's ultimately our job, the legislature's job, to weigh all the facts, the economic impacts, the engineering cost feasibility, and the broader public input that stretches beyond any one committee process. And I will point out something else for the record. I was the only member of the UND Corridor Advisory Committee whose legislative district actually included a portion of the corridor itself. My constituents live alongside this infrastructure. They stand to gain or lose the most by what we decide. That gives me a direct local responsibility to make sure this is handled with care, vision, and safeguards. I also want to emphasize something that I think we sometimes overlook. A thriving railroad does not compete with the trail. It enhances it. It draws thousands of additional visitors who then walk the trail, shop in our towns, and eat in our restaurants. It funnels marketing dollars and out-of-county tourism into our region that trail-only systems rarely achieve on their own. It helps justify better crossings, more parking, and trailhead amenities that benefit everyone. In every meaningful sense, the railroad can have a fructifying effect on the trail, expanding its reach, its user base, and its economic impact. This resolution does not undermine the RFQ process. It strengthens it by ensuring that when consultants return with cost models and environmental impacts and preferred options, we have already set the guardrails. It means any irreversible decision, such as tearing up the railroad infrastructure, cannot be made quietly or administratively. It must come back here and earn broad bipartisan support. I want to close by saying this. I remain hopeful, even optimistic, that a true compromise can still be reached, one that generally reflects the interests of both rail supporters and trail advocates and preserves our county's ability to maximize the benefits of both. I say that from experience. Just a short time ago, I helped negotiate the Emergency Medical Services funding resolution. Another issue that deeply divided people at first, but through persistent dialogue, we did find common ground that earned unanimous support. I believe the same is possible here. So in that spirit, and the hope that more discussion and more dialogue will lead us to a balanced plan we can all rally behind, I'm going to consent that this resolution be postponed at this time. I do not do this out of any retreat from its goals, but I want to give every stakeholder the chance to be heard, and hopefully we can seek a solution that earns broad, united backing for the future of this corridor. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I thought I was. I apologize. Discussion and postponement. Chair Criswell.
Yeah, just quickly, I just wanted to let everyone know that the request for quote is live now on BidNet, Ulster County, and it went live on the 29th of June, and it is live until July 18th, when we will be collecting all the quotes that have come in. So I want to encourage folks who are qualified in this matter to look at that and to put together a quote for us. And I think that it will give us a very comprehensive view of everything that's been completed, including the important work that the UND Corridor Committee has done. And that will give all legislators a chance to view all the facts that are available. Thank you.
Legislator Nolan.
I certainly favor the postponement. And rather than address everything that Legislator Kovacs said, given that he is supporting or calling for the postponement, I would just say that the language of true compromise is troubling to me, because there are two compromises that are explicitly in front of us at this point, and there's other potential compromises. So the compromise that Legislator Kovacs is calling the true compromise is the one that allows the a train or a track entity to run up to the Ashokan. There is a compromise that allows the train to cross one of the boundaries that it now hits and have a station. It's just not as close to the Ashokan as the alternative that the current holder of that permit prefers. I think it's safe to say that the trail community prefers the other compromise alternative. And so I think my gratitude is to the bringing together of all the information so that at a timely point, we can evaluate it all and decide as a body if we want to take one compromise or the other compromise, or if we feel like there's other alternatives that we should be looking at. But I would just urge us all not to think we know the true compromise here. If we're going to continue to really look at what's best for the county, I think we should do that with as few preconceptions as possible.
Legislator Stewart.
First of all, my apologies for being tardy to today's committee meeting. I was in a meeting with the county executive. I just wanted to express my support for postponing this resolution, especially in light of the study that has been proposed and that the RFP has already gone out for that. So for those reasons, I say I'm fully in support of postponing this resolution. These two resolutions, rather.
Any other comments? Let's take a vote. All in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. We'll take motion resolution 275 now. I believe this should be postponed again also. So if someone could make that motion. McCullough?
And I'll second it.
I will consent to postponement of this as the sponsor of this. Discussion on postponement. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're back to the beginning of the agenda. Resolution 225, updating the Ulster County Pedestrian and Bicycle Policy. This is introduced by Legislator Stewart. Legislator Stewart, would you like to describe it?
Yes, the purpose of this legislation is to create a designated bike and pedestrian lane on bridges in construction projects moving forward. This is something that is still a work in progress, and so I request that we postpone this resolution as well while we work on fine-tuning this proposal.
Is that a motion to postpone?
That is a motion to postpone.
Is there a second? Second, Clinton. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion postponed. Resolution 337, approving the execution of a contract for $235,916.66 entered into by the County and Family of Woodstock Youth Bureau. This is a contract with the Family of Woodstock for the Family House Program for Runaway and Homeless Youth. The contract begins October 1st, ending July 31st of next year. No, sorry, August. I get my dates right. September of next year. It's 60% state funded, 40% county funded. Do we have anyone that wants to speak to it from the executive team?
I could speak to it.
Thank you.
This is the family house that runs out of Rosendale. This is usually the first step for a child, a youth who has no home. Generally, kids will stay here for a short amount of time as they find a more transitional or long-term space, 30, 60, 90 days. A lot of the kids end up at Family's Midway program, which is a more middle-term amount of housing, but some kids get permanent housing right out of this space. I'm happy to answer any questions that folks have on it.
Any questions? Is there a motion? Clinton, is there a second? McCullough, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 338, authorizing the required steps for the transfer of real property owned by the county and located at 21 Elizabeth Street, City of Kingston, New York, SBL 56.124-1-12, to the Ulster County Housing Development Corporation, Department of Planning. Director Doyle, would you like to speak about this?
Sure. This resolution basically would authorize the Development Corporation to take title to the 21 Elizabeth Manor property in the city of Kingston. That has been originally purchased by the county using ARPA dollars. The Development Corporation and the county have issued an RFP for this project, or an SOQ for this project. We have determined a preferred developer for the project relative to that, and we're working forward to going to the City of Kingston Planning Board this month to present some design solutions for that particular project. This is a similar process that we use with respect to the Golden Hill project.
Thank you. Any comment? Elizabeth Kovacs.
Question for Director Doyle. Was this property a tax foreclosure, or did the county purchase it from a third party?
The county purchased this using ARPA dollars after an appraisal. That would also restrict the future use of the property unless we wanted to pay the ARPA dollars back. So the proposal that we have in front of us would essentially ensure that the ARPA dollars could continue to be invested in this property.
Just a follow-up. So it was a third-party seller?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Chair Criswell.
Yeah, when I was chair of ARPA, you know, we had a very complicated matrix of what we were looking to use that money for. And this property was intended for supportive housing. And I just want to say I'm really pleased that it is continuing on the original purpose that we used the ARPA dollars for.
I do have thoughts on this, and I support this, but I am concerned because, as we all know, AMI is a lousy indicator of affordability, and that's kind of what we need to do. But I'm hoping that this becomes affordable for people that make less than $60,000 a year.
One additional thing is what I like about this is now going to be for purchase, these units. And so this will build generational wealth, which I think is really important, rather than a developer and making it a rental unit. So this is going to actually help families long term.
I agree. I think that's a great start of this process. I think this is the first time we've done this in the county, and this is a great beginning of that.
Yeah, to address your comment with respect to the use of area median income, in terms of that, we would wholly concur relative to the idea that what's happened to area median income is driving some of the discussions with respect to what constitutes affordability. One of the things that we looked at when we issued the SOQ for this project was essentially to make sure that we were looking at affordability in the 60% of AMI. And that's what the proposal came in at, looking at affordability for up to 15 units at 60% AMI.
Which is, we typically, it's 80%, is that correct?
80% AMI is generally considered low and moderate income affordable. That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion? Clinton, do I have a second? McCullough, discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Resolution 339, adopting proposed law, local law number 5 of 2025, a local law amending local law number 7 of 2025, a local law providing real property tax exemption of the county portion of the real property tax and special ad valorem levies for the creation of new accessory dwelling units in accordance with New York State Property Real Property Tax Law, Article 4, Title 2, Private Property, Section 421-B*2. This is to remove STRs from the ADU exemption of the law that we passed recently. Director Doyle, can you speak to that?
This corrects one of the concerns that we had relative to the original law that was passed to essentially prohibit granting tax exemptions for those ADU units that would be used for STRs, short-term rentals for, I'm sorry, I should explain those acronyms.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion? Harmon, is there a second? Stewart, all in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 340, establishing capital fund number 737 for UCAT, less than 30-foot rolling stock purchase 2025, amending the capital fund budget, Alta County Area Transit. Do we have someone from UCAT? No, we do not.
Thank you. This is rather straightforward. It is to establish the capital project in order to purchase additional rolling stock, additional buses. This would be with federal grant money, which the legislature considered and approved a submission to FTA to program money this past month. So this resolution supports that by allowing the establishment of the capital project so we can purchase the buses.
My understanding is these are gas-powered buses, and I think that's all that's available. Is that the case?
In this size class, counter to kind of any, you cannot buy a manufacturer-made electric bus in this size class.
Any further discussion? Is there a motion? Harmon, second. Clinton, all in favor? I have no new business. Anyone? Okay. No old business. Is there a motion for an adjournment? Oh, yep. Sorry.
I would just like to have an update on the gate at Glen Street. Are we still waiting for parts or?
The gate at Glen Street has been fixed and it is operational. In response to the city's request, it will remain in an up position and not operational until such time that the traffic light is installed on Route 32.
You made our legislator very happy. Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? All in favor? Thank you so much.